It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network. Be sure to leave the lights on while you listen.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Those after you. I like the pavement here. At least here in Montmartre, the dark stones are arranged in semicircles, adding up on each other like small waves. I won't lie, Sil, I'm not a big fan of the French. Never been good with the language, and that can be a pain sometimes here. Makes it difficult to move. There are exceptions, of course. Brittany is incredible, Bordeaux, Toulouse, but Paris smells like any other capital, a mix of cockiness and individualism. There's pride in the anonymity big capitals have. It's easier to work in them, I'll give you that. Less witnesses that care about what you're doing, and more queer pubs to spend nice nights after a job well done. Social media won, and we're now calling them animas. Even with the whole pandemic and the new outbreaks, we have realized one thing. They can be labeled. Remember I told you some of them glitch? You can see through others, as if they were holograms from any generic sci-fi movie. And then you have the ones like Nanda. You can't know until you touch them. Yet they keep being so corporeal. Three types, and the names that are catching on are see-throughs, blinkers and dolls. Keeping things simple, life is already way too complex. Blinkers glitch the most, as if they forgot they are. There's a couple there, by the merry-go-round. They are too young. She can't be older than 13, with her two high ponytails and yellow overalls over her dark skin. I can see the pavement through her. The other must be her brother. He has short dreadlocks that fall on his face. And now that I think of it, they dress very early 2000s MTV, you know? You probably don't know what I'm talking about. He blinks less than her, and has a cotton candy in each hand. People avoid them. Look at them. Watching them makes me wonder how many families you've taken. How many towns. Reminds me of the mass graves Mom used to talk about. Where she said a few of her uncles still were. Their bodies lost somewhere in Andalusia. Like her favorite poet. If I had time, I'll go to Spain again. If it wasn't for you, Maybe I still can. Lucky for you, I'm as stubborn as the jerk I have for a father. Faye is no longer following me, but the other presence lingers. They said siblings. Except you. They called you brother. And then there's the petals from the other night. The way they got inside the bus through a small window, yet with such force. Before I could even think about it, I had my hands on my throat. Wait, where are they? They were by the merry-go-round just a second ago. They're gone. Instead, there's a trail of lilac petals.
Hi, I'm David Orion Pena, writer and producer of Those After You, and the voice of Tech. This is an independent podcast. If you want to be part of our community and support it, you can join now our Patreon at patreon.com/doseafteryou. Another great and zero-cost way of supporting it is to subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and spread the word and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening. And remember, record yourself. Seal may be listening. Today on our trip, we'd like to thank our Patreons. Thank you for the bus tickets.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.